Welcome back to the WKEI Morning Show. It is time for our tuned-in program, and joining us is the mayor of Geneseo, Sean Johnson. Mr. Mayor, good morning.
Good morning.
Let's talk about Geneseo. You've got a lot going on. Even with all this COVID stuff that's causing a lot of havoc, Geneseo's still pretty busy.
We do, and we're trying real hard all of it as a city and working with our local chamber to try to kick off this holiday season and really encourage that shop downtown Geneseo, utilize our businesses, and still enjoy some of the holiday festivities that we normally host this time of year.
So there's still plans for a Christmas walk, even as it has to be a little bit different.
Yeah, the chamber's worked real hard to come up with something that will obviously be COVID-19 compliant with all the guidelines, and we're gonna kick that off on Friday night, December 11th at 6 p.m. There's going to be an online virtual and lighting of the mayor's tree, the Christmas tree in the center of downtown. That'll also be broadcast on our local channel 50. And then we're going to carry those things over the chamber into Saturday, December 12th, with a highlighted focus on Shop Geneseo all day downtown. And customers will be able to not only shop, but they'll also be in the storefronts are going to have lighted window displays and things of that nature they'll be able to enjoy also. And we're going to roll those over right into that evening on Saturday the 12th. There'll be lighted luminaries lighting up the city park. So that should put on a real nice visual display. And we're going to roll that right into a Christmas parade at 5 p.m. And it's going to be a parade that's kind of going to navigate all over our town. We're going to focus on parading past the senior care facilities and the churches. By going by the churches, that'll give plenty of parking and spaces for people to socially distance, park in their vehicles, but still enjoy the parade. And that will also be broadcast live on local channel 50.
This is just a wonderful example of ways that cities and communities can still come together in this time.
Yeah, and it's more important now than ever. I mean, I think everybody's suffering to a certain extent with what we've been through for the last, 7 months, 8 months now. And I really, really applaud the efforts of a lot of members of our community that are, trying to pull different ideas out of their idea box to come up with a way to still bring some holiday cheers, try to bring some sort of resemblance of normal, and still enjoy the holiday season.
And, of course, the ingenuity of Geneseo downtown businesses has never been better displayed.
No, and I really, really am pushing hard Shop Geneseo, and I know our chamber as well. And, as mayor, you see so many of the business owners daily as you're out and about and talk to them. And these folks are struggling so bad. And I wish there was more we could do from a city standpoint to help them. But right now I think the most important thing that I can do and the chamber can do is get that message out. And I'm almost challenging everyone. And I've done it with my immediate family. We're focusing real hard on trying to shop locally this year for Christmas. And I think when you do so, you find it's kind of been a pleasant surprise in some respects. You realize how much you can do locally. Sometimes it challenges you a little bit to come up with different gift ideas that you can all, you can get locally. But it's a great way to help your community. It's a great way to really embrace the holiday experience versus just hopping on Amazon or something of that nature like we're all so used to doing anymore.
And it's easy to forget that you can call ahead and find out what a store has, or you can look at their own Facebook and their websites and still find your local stuff online as well.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And I was actually shopping last week with my daughter for an item for a family member, and she had to remind me that even our local businesses have online websites and do the whole online shopping. And you get so used to being mentally programmed to where those are the big box stores or the big online retail vendors. But you're exactly right. You can still enjoy those online services, those order ahead, pick up, or to be shipped out services right here with our own local businesses.
And again, just businesses adapting to the situation as it is.
Yeah, and I think that's the key for all of us in our day-to-day personal life, and that's obviously the case for these retailers locally and in their day-to-day business life is you just take each day as it comes and see what the new mandates are and what the trends are, and we just have to all adapt on the fly.
And this situation has also highlighted the relationship between the city of Geneseo and the Geneseo Chamber of Commerce, which has always been a pretty good one. But you've got a relatively new chamber director who's doing a heck of a job.
We do. Zach is doing an incredible job. And you're right, there's been a long-standing history of outstanding chamber directors and what the Chamber of Commerce for Geneseo has done for our city. But Zach has taken it to a new level with his energy, his passion, and you know, and I even complimented at a council meeting, a meeting or two back, his efforts to come up with new ideas and think of things that to still try to keep that downtown vital and keep those events like this Christmas parade vital. You know, it would have been easy for a person in his position to sit back and kind of use the COVID restrictions as a crutch for what they cannot do. And he's actually embraced it as an opportunity to go, okay, what can I do? And it's been incredible, and it's been really vital to our town.
It's a wonderful way, too, for the city to remain connected to the businesses. Even if there's not something directly that the city can do to help these businesses, you have that relationship with the chamber, and it really is a cohesive relationship where everybody's involved with each other.
It is. It's you know, it's exactly what the definition of a community is. It's that cohesive bond between so many spokes in that wheel, and somehow we're managing to still keep that intact, which is incredible. And
we're talking with the mayor of Geneseo, Sean Johnson, today on WKEI on our Tuned In program. The Geneseo City Hall is closed for the time being due to COVID-19 restrictions. Is that right?
Well, it's a partial closure. What we found is so much of our walk-up traffic was primarily people paying bills and dropping off packages to be picked up by UPS or FedEx, and to try to, you know, we have a drop box for those payments right in the parking lot. So for me, it was really just a common sense matter of let's reduce that walk-in traffic, let's take another possible exposure off the table, and people can still pull into the City Hall lot or walk up if they want and utilize the drop box that's right there in the parking lot. We are still open in the sense of people, you know, people can come in to apply for their permits, apply for new utilities, the other services that we have, that, you know, we do through the walk-up. So it's a partial closure.
It's good information, though, for people to have. And, of course, I monitor the City of Geneseo Facebook page for information. I was curious, recently you had an event right there in the City Hall parking lot. Did you get a chance to go turkey bowling?
I did not. I was... I've been a little busy with my work, and I did not get a chance to make the turkey bowl.
It was a wonderful event, though, and a lot of people turning out to donate blood, which was really great to see.
Yeah, that is important. And when we were approached about the blood drive, it was definitely a no-brainer because that's more important now than ever. And it was just a matter of pulling it all together in a safe fashion. And I give the credit staff for working with the blood drive people and pulling off a good plan.
Now, there was a special meeting of the Geneseo City Council to talk about some stuff. The financial audit is complete now for the city, correct?
Yes, it is. And we had a nice presentation from the auditors last night. And it's always good when you find compliance along the way. And that the fact that the recommendations that were made from the last audit were put into place. And we fine-tuned some of our procedures. And we're still... excelling when it comes to financial standards and accounting procedures. So that's always good news for our community.
And, of course, it's great for transparency as well. These documents are currently online on the City of Geneseo website.
Yep, that's like we talked last time, you know, transparency and engagement of the public and getting that information out there and having that dialogue with the citizens when I took office, both as a council person and now as mayor. And I kind of focused on that last night when we were talking about the tax increase. I reminded all in the council that, you know, we're going to get asked about this, and it's important that we not only defend the position, but that we educate what, you know, what our restrictions were, what our options were, and how we got to where we are. Because usually any person I've engaged with the public, when you give them the facts and talk to them about the facts, you know, they still might not be real pleased, albeit a fee increase or a tax increase, but they understand. And I think it's important as an elected official that you have that that transparency, that dialogue, and it's your job to engage the public.
Before we let you go, Mr. Mayor, is there anything else you want to pass along about Geneseo today?
No, I would just encourage everybody to get a chance, if they can come and enjoy our downtown. Our downtown is still open. I know the retailers all seeing themselves as open. We all know what the COVID-19 restrictions are as of now. And please come enjoy General Steel for the holiday season and shop General Steel.
All right. Well, Mayor Sean Johnson, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
You bet. Talk to you soon.